ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
Learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara brings the machlokes, which the Gemara said in the previous spot. The Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Ami, Zivech, Vekite, Venisach, Pel Namechot, and Echayev Ela Achas. If someone did these three avodas for avodah zarah, zvicha, ktara, nisach, or behel mechad, he's only chayev one chatas, because any time someone does an avera two times behel mechad, or three or four times behel mechad, he's only chayev one chatas, even though he did different avodas. Different avodas are not mechalik for chatas. Amar Abayim, my tamadur. Ami, amar kol leisa avdim, because of his son kula avodah achas, leisa avdim, to tell you, that's all considered one avodah, that's not considered different avodahs. What do you need three ishtachavayas of ischam? Why the three different laven of ishtachavaya? Lays ishtachman the sarasadibis, kil ishtachavil acher, and parashas kisisa, lays ishtachavilayim, and parashas mishpatim. Why do you need three times the lav of ishtachavah? Achas lakadarka, vachas shalikadarka, vachas lachalik. And the Gemara explains, one is when it's derech kavod, and obviously if it's mamish kedarka, the Gemara says, luna efem eicha yavdu, that all avodah zarah kedarka is chayev, because luna efem eicha yavdu. But kedarka means kedarka shaloi kedarka, when it's derech kavod, when the avodah zarah is an avodah zarah that you do derech kavod, so shtachavah is considered somewhat kedarka, and then when the avodah zarah, the point of avodah zarah is do the avodah derech bezayin, so then the shtachavah is shaloi kedarka, and the other one is l'chalek, to teach you that you have a separate chiyuv for each one of the avodas. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbami, he wants to explain, why does Rabbami not darshan the lois hashtachav el lechalek? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. And he says, because lois avdim is a gilu, l'shtachav is not telling you lechalek. And mela, zogt Rashi, Rabbami would learn lois hashtachav is a lav yotzis. Like have the machlokes like savari weish by Shabbos if it's lechalik or lav, so within here also leis hashtachav according to Rabbami, because you have leis avdim telling you that it's all one aveda, so hashtachav behechik is coming lav, not lechalik. Mashen and Abaya holds no leis hashtachav is coming lechalik. So good days of machlokes lemaisa. What's it then if someone does zvicha nisach haktar hashtachavah? What's it then if they do all these things behalamechad? Rabbami holds yichayev one Abaya. Abaye Lemaisa, according to Abaye himself, he holds the Chayav HaKalachav Echad. The Gemara before bore Abaye Echad also, that holds the Chayav HaKalachav Echad. He said, Puktini Libra, but there was two Lashaynis in Abaye Echad. Al-Kabonim, the Rambam passes like Abaye. The Rambam in Ilchashkogis, Perek Zayin, Alacha Aleph, he passes a Mishtachav HaDezorah, V'nisach, V'kita, V'zivach, Belam Echad, Chayav HaKalachav Echad. Now, the Rambam says another chiddush there, which I think is a bit chiddush, the Michas Chinuch points out, l'chay it's a chiddush, the Rambam says, l'chayinim par atzman l'par, v'zark evan l'makulis b'lamechad chayiv shtayin, l'chayin kol k'yaytze b'zeh. And not only is zivuch, and nisuch, and akhtar, and ishtachavah all considered separate, l'gabi that you get four chatois, hu adin, Avoid the kedarka and avoid the, let's say, of paya paratz milapar zark evan lemarkulis is also considered separate to be chayav akolachas vachas, and that's l'chayav chiddush, because you could say that the Gemara is only talking about avoid this pnim, the zvicha, the aktara, the nisoch, and ishtachava, but who says we're talking about avoid the kedarka? And more than that, even if we're talking about avoid the kedarka, but I would have thought that Avodah Kedarka is also Chilek HaTayis for itself, Avodah Kedarka. But two types of Avodah Kedarka, then Acholok Zemizeh. So let's say someone was Zivech, Nisech, Makdir, Hishtachavah, and it was Avodah Kedarka, he'll get five HaTayis. But different types of Avodah Kedarka, who says they're Acholok one from the other? You can be Kail all Avodah Kedarka in one Chiv. Avodah Kedarka is one chiyuv. Mecha Tesa, two different types of Avodah Kedarka, two different chiyuvim. Mecha Tesa, Zay Vayda goes lechalik. So Grace of Chiddush, Mechas Chinuch is Oymen on it. He says he doesn't know the Makar from the Rambam. I see in the Shafsi Frankel Rambam, the Mafteach in the back, he brings from a Sefer Mincha Chadosh, a Mitzvah Chavtes, It brings a car from the Makar from the Yushalmi, Mesech the Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Alacha Aleph, and he's Mayrich about it. Now the Menachas Chinuch there, in Mitzvah Chavav, says what I think is another grace of Chiddush. He says, what if you have an Avodah Zarah, which the derech of this Avodah Zarah is to be Avodah with the Shtach Avah, or with Zvicha. Zog the Menachas Chinuch, so Avodah Zarah, if someone's Mishtach Avodah to the Avodah Zarah, the Shegig, he's Chayiv Shtayim, he's Chayiv Tuchatois. One for the Isra of being Mishtachava, and one for the Isra of being Ovid Kedarka. Because the Chayre, he was over both things. He was over Shtachava, he did a Shtachava. He was also over the Isra of Kedarka. He did Kedarka. So the Chayre, over Zay, he should have two Chatois, one for Shtachava, one for Ovid Kedarka. Sounds like a Chiddush, it's not in the Yomer, but I want to tie it, maybe it's totally in a Chakira, that Rav Nachum Zem declares a Chakira, Legabe Chiluk Malachas by Shabbos, maybe declare the same Chakira by Chiluk Malachas by Avodah Zarah. Rav Nachum Zem is in Taisus Chaim, his Sefer Taisus Chaim, Perek Hei. He declares, what's the Chiluk Malachas by Shabbos? Are they called Shemus Mechlakim or Gufa Mechlakim? You see, find by Arayis is the din of Chiluk HaTais by Arayis. Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, and for each Arayis, you do, you get a separate chatos. Now there you have both the din of Shemus Mechlakim and the din of Gufa Mechlakim. And I think it's learned from two different psukim. The din of Shemus Mechlakim is learned from Achaisai. It says all the arayis in a karis, and then Parshas Acharemos, and it says one karis for all the arayis, and maybe it's like a one chatos, even if you're even kama arayis. And then you have, in Kedoshim, you have a pasuk of a chayse again that gets cursed. And the Gemara says that you learn that from the lechalik, that since a chayse is coming atzmai, came like a var lechalik yotzis. A chayse is coming atzmai, it's lechalik yotzis, to make that there should be a separate chatos for every erva. And that's the chayse shemus mechlokim, that every shame erva gets another, that's another chatos. That is another din. This is also, this brought in the Gemara Makis, Dafid Gimel, it's also brought in Krisus. And then you have another din, that chamish noshim nidais, it's chayav kolachas vachas. Now the Gemara learns out the Makis daf the Gimel increases daf the Zav the Zayin that it's from Valisha benidus tumasa. Valisha benidus tumasa l'chayav kolisha v'isha. And that's one shame. That's one isser of nida. But that's gufa muchlakim. See, the din of gufa muchlakim, you have like this. You have if someone needs two gezeisim of chaylev behalom echad, he's only chayav once because two gezeisim of chaylev are not called gufa muchlakim. You need separate gufim. There's a Taisus Rin in Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin that explains you need Gufim Chashuvim. He says Bale Chayim could be called Gufim Chashuvim. That's why Chamish Nashim Nidais are Gufim Mechlakim, the Gufim Chashuvim. Hashengin Tug Zaysim of Chaylev, even if they're from two different behemoths, but they're not Bale Chayim, they're not Gufim Chashuvim, and the male is no din of Gufim Mechlakim. So Zogdim Nachem Zem, but what's it then by Shabbos? Is Shabbos the pshat that we learn out from the Psukim that by Shabbos every malach has a different shame? It's called Shemus Mechlakim. Every malach has a different iser. It's not one big iser not to mechal Shabbos. There's one iser not to be kaitse, one iser not to be zereya, one iser not to be chayrish. There are different malach, different Shemus Mechlakim. Or is the pshat is Gufa Mechlakim? It's one iser of Chil Shabbos, but as you'll say that it's not considered Gufim Chashuvim, the Xeris Akasim is the Malachas are considered Gufim Chashuvim. But really, the Seder Davar is, it's Gufim Mechlakim. So he brings that Rashi says in Masech the Shabbos, if I am Bezim and Bez, that Shabbos is Gufim Mechlakim. So you see, Rashi holds it's Gufim Mechlakim, not Shemus Mechlakim. But he brings the Taisus Rin in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamaches, he says that by Shabbos it's called Shemus Mechlakim. Then you learn that Avara Lechalak Yos, it's just like Avara, since it says extra love by Avara, Lois of Ayurvesh. Shteitan under a shame. It's a new shame. It's not only Chul Shabbos, it's Avara B'Shabbos. It's another shame. And you learn out from there that all Lamites Malachas and Mechalik, Teres says, they all have another shame. They all have a different shame. The shame is Mechalakim. Later in the Shtikl Yizmair, the Rashi Bayas here, Nav Samach Beis and Mebeis, Rashi says, Ksir Utchina Tika Shem is Mechalakim. Shemachi Chayim Shtayim. Rashi Mefur says that Ksir Utchina by different Malachas is Shem is Mechalakim. See, the Teres read there, says that Benigeya, that he holds that you're not mechuyiv on Shabbos skil unless you give asra b'shem the malacha. It's not enough to tell him, don't do this, you'll be mechal Shabbos. You have to tell him, asra, don't do this, you're over on this malacha, this particular malacha. If you stam mashvis stam atzchil Shabbos, that's not called asra. And he says, that's a pshat and shemus mechlokim. You learn that from Lisa, very wish that tavar lechalik yotzis, that they're all shemus mechlokim. So there's no one shame of chilul Shabbos. There's a issa ksiyah b'shamis, there's a chavisha b'shamis, there's a zviyah b'shamis. They're all separate shemus. So merely need to ask throughout for each one. Now, Rabbi Nachum Zem is bothered because Rashi also holds you need to ask Surah from them. Tyson above a Kamadaf Beis and other places has a Shaili, has two Terutzim. Do you need to ask Surah for the Malacha? Or is it good enough to have a Surah B'chlal for Chilul Shabbos? And Rashi seems to hold you need to ask Surah for the Malacha. So how could Rashi always go for Mechlakim? And then he's bothered. Rashi here says also Shemus Mechlakim. And he also says, Akasha, the Yishalmi, he brings Yishalmi, holds that you don't need Asherah for Malachas. So Yishalmi says, Mefurish, Asherah for Chil Shabbos is enough. So what's the pshat that Taisus has one teretz, and Rashi holds away, and the Taisus holds away, that you need Asherah for the Malacha. So he wants to say, it's takatoli in what the drasha of Chiluk Malachas is. If the drasha of Chiluk Malachas is from Avor L'chalak Yatsis, since Mestabit said the Taisus says, that what's the drasha? That Avorah is chayv ne'atzmai. Why is Avorah chayv ne'atzmai if it has a lav of ne'atzmai? Obviously, that's Shemus Mechlakim. The Torah wrote a separate lav by Avorah to tell you that Avorah has a separate shame. And you're learning out from Avorah that all Melachas are Mechuluk, Sipshadis, all Melachas have a separate shame. And from Avorah Lechalak Yosses, the drasha would be a Shemus Mechlakim. Mashaykin, let's see you learn it out from Achas Shehena, Hena Sheachas. Let's see, learn that from like the Gemara's Joshua, what it said before in Daf Samach Beis, extra root, a ribuy, in the Parsha Chatois, that even if you do achas, you still can mechayev heina. Take your mechayev, kama chatois on one iser. Mechzeris akasov says, Mestar, but that'll be like gufa mechlakim. In other words, it'd be mechayev, a lot of yisurim, it's taka one iser, it's achas, but she heina. That bezod and shavas, a shigas, melachis, yichayev, a kalachas, machas. So that lechayer, that drush of achas shehena is lechayer a drush of gufa mechlakim. And who would then the other drush that the Gemara has in Shabbos to find base, you could say is a drush of gufa mechlakim. Avar lechalak yatsis, that's a drush of shemus mechlakim. L'maisa, we pask in avar lechalak yatsis. We're not pasking avar lechalak yatsis. We pask in avar lechalak yatsis. The lechayer will come out that we pask in my Shabbos, shemus mechlakim, lefir abnachim zem b'shtikl. The emes is, and he himself is aiming on this. L'chayr, it's tali if you do two malachas in one maisa. And the Gemara says, Mefurish l'mashal, v'zaymev etzarech la'etzim, that yichayev shtayim. If someone prunes a tree, and he needs the wood that he's cutting off, he's chayev shtayim. He's chayev because he's aiva on kaitzer, because he needs the wood he's cutting off. He's also aiva on neiteya, because improving the tree's growth is neiteya, zereya. So these are two malachas, and yichayev shtayim. So that's the chayitz arayin at the shemus mechlakim. If it's alts gufa mechlakim, so it's not shaykh gufa mechlakim if it's one maisa. If one maisa is called two malachas, that wouldn't pass gufa mechlakim. Gufa mechlakim is if you do two different maisas, and each maisa is different malacha, so the malachas chashuva is to mechalak the two maisas kilo the gufa mechlakim. Mashengen, if it's one maisa, and that maisa is called two malachas, that wouldn't pass to be chayiv shtayim alts gufa mechlakim. In order to be chayiv shtayim, the chayiv would have to be shemus mechlakim. Saying a chanami, that's what Nachum Zemba says, we pass an avar lechalak yatsis v'meil l'chemis mechlakim. So lefi zeh, if all this cheshbon is richtig, so by avay desire, where you tackle learn out from mishtach avar lechalak yatsis, so they also can clear, what's it din by this thing? It says that you have all these zivich, kita, v'nisa, chichayim, v'kolachas, v'achas, is it chemis mechlakim, v'gufa mechlakim? L'chayil lefi rabbi Nachum Zem mishtikol that avar lechalak yatsis means the shemus mechlakim, and that's the emes of what the Taizrit says in daf kufan meches and Shabbos mefurish. So l'chayil hu adin hashtach avar lechalak yatsis would also be a separate lav v'shtach avar lois v'shtach avar, a separate lav which would tell you shemus mechlakim, and ayy b'zay l'chayil the minchas chinuch would be right. So if you have two melachas in one maisa, you have the avay de kedarka v'eche yavnu, and you have leis hashtachav alehem, or let's say lei, or lei yizbechu, whatever it is, if you have zvicha, so you have two separate malachas, two separate aveidah zaris, and one maisa aveidah kedarka, and aveidah derech pnim, or hashtachav, whatever it is, so chayiv should be chayiv shtayim, even though it's one maisa. The only thing is, lefi the shtikl, it should come out, that you can't be master for aveidah zaris, you have to be master dafka, on the aveidah that he's doing, which that you don't find, that would be a bit chiddush to me. And also, Aibazai, it's a little bit harder for me to hear the chiddush we spoke about before, that the Rambam's mavur, that if you do paya lepara and zarek evan lemakulis yichayev shtayim, bishlaim if the vart is as gufa machlokim, so you could say that every form of avaydim becomes another guf. You have epis inyan of gufa machlokim by every single form of avaydah. But shemis machlokim is a little bit harder for me to hear. L'chayev, if you're going to all shemis machlokim, so I can understand that avaydah kedarka is another shame. You have a shame ishtachava, you have zivuch, you have nisuch, you have haktara, and you have avayda kedarka. But to say that there's another shame avayda, a shame is mechlakim, every single avayda that the avayda zara made up gets a new shame iser, is a little bit shver. But ken zayn, l'chayev, this minchas chinuch shayla, whether hishtachava, that's kedarka, is chayev shtayim, his chiddush, is chayev shtayim, l'chayev tali, if it's al skufa mechlakim, then it wouldn't be chayev shtayim. If it's al shemis mechalakim, then it would be chayiv shtayim. And the fear of Benachem Zem is saying that leis shtachave havar lechalak yatsis. He says makes a shemis mechalakim. Who would then leis shtachave shtachave all lechalak yatsis would also make a shemis mechalakim, and then it'd be richtig, you'd be chayiv shtayim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the part of the Mishnah Megafif, Menashek, Mechabin, Merambitz v'chuli. All these cases where it's not derech avoda, but it is derech kavod. There's no misa, but there is a leisa say. We had mentioned in the previous shiur that the Rambam puts all this under the loisa say of loisa avdeim, that an avoda which is not the derech avoda, and it's not zvicha keim pnim or shtachava, which is chayiv misa, he puts under loisa avdeim, together with avoda which is derech avoda. We discussed that. Rashi over here says that the loisa say brings other loisa says, loisecha chayil mecherim, al tifno alilim. The other loisa says for giving kavod to an avodah zarah, even if it's not derech avodah. And the Gemara Lamaisa says you don't get malchus on this lav, even though it's b'loisa say, because the lav should be klolos. Now, kibshutai, as I say, l'chayir nashi and tais mefurish, they were maskal kula mein aleika, because it's kail all these things, megafef, menashek, mechabed, merabetz, v'chuli. But the chedush iran is bothered by that. Because the chayyeh, even if there's many different ways to give kavod to an avodah zarah, to do an avodah derech kavod, which is not derech avodasa, but they're all the same thing. They're all the pshat is giving kavod, doing an avodah shel kavod, which is not derech avodasa. It's all the chayyeh the same thing. Why would that make it a lav shebeklolis? Taisus also asked the kasha, why is it different than melechus yomtiv where you get malchus for, even though it's kol 39 melechus? Maybe a little less, because it's not called the Melechus Echel Nefesh, but it's called a lot of Melechus. Why isn't that called the Lav Shebeklolus? Taisa says a Teretz, I'm not sure you understand exactly what he means, but upon him, it bothered the Ran a lot. So the Ran says it's not the Pshat. But the Pshat is that since Leisa Avdim is also Kailal Aveda Kedarka, it's also Kailal Aveda, that's Zibuch, Nisuch, and Akhtara, so Mela, it's Kailal different types of Aveda, some of them are Chayiv Misa, some are not. So that's why it's a live shabbaklolus. It's kol kedarka, it's kol derech pnim, it's kol shalei kedarka derech kavod. That's what makes it a live shabbaklolus. But that's assuming the live is loisa avdei. That teretz alone wouldn't shtim if the live is, like Rashi says, loiselcho achil mecheim, while tifnu alelilim. So the Ram there brings the Ramban. It's the Ramban we have in that's in the Hasagis to the Sefer Amitzis, Sherish Tess, where he says that the live is takal loisifnu alelilim. But the lav is kail a lot of things. It's kail having a machshava to do avodah zarah. It's kail giving them kavod like megafif menashek. It's kail being shayel asidus from them. It's kail doing what they say, following their advice for asidus. So that's why it's kail. Megafif menashek, mechavod merabes is all exactly the same thing. That wouldn't make it a lav shebeklolos or das rambat. But leisifna alilim is kail. It's kol planning on doing avodah zarah, learning about the avodah zarah. It's kol giving kavod. It's kol being derech hasidus for the avodah zarah. It's kol following their advice. That's what makes it a lav shebeklolos. So because of the three pshatim, there's a pshat of Tosis that the fact that it's kol megafef menashek, mechabed merabetz v'chuli, that alone makes it a lav shebeklolos. And the Ran holds that that's just all the same thing. So the Ran holds the loisa avdeim, since it's kol avodah of derech kavod, and avoid of derech avoda, and avoid this pnim, that's what makes it lav shebeklolos. And then the Ram brings the Ramban, that's learned definitely sifna lilim, but that's also kailal thinking about the Avodah Zarah, learning about the Avodah Zarah, being mechaber the Avodah Zarah, like Megaf and Menashek, and being Shael Asidus from the Avodah Zarah, and listening to the Asidus, that's what makes it a Lav Shabbat Klolos. Now the Gemara brings the din of Lav Shabbat Klolos from Maseichel Adam. The Gemara brings a lot of different Isurim we learn out from Maseichel Adam. First one the Gemara brings is La'echel min ha-behem ha-kaidim sh'nei teitse nafsha. She belays to say, eating an animal before it dies. Now that means that you already shechted the animal, you cut through the simanim. So there is a halachic heter of shechita. And also there's no more evim min achai on this animal. Like let's say, if you cut off a piece from this animal, a piece of meat from this animal, kaidim sh'teitse nafsha, and then you wait for the animal to die, you're allowed to eat that piece of meat. If you cut off a piece of meat from a live animal, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat ever, even after the animal dies. That's Eva Menachai, that's alive deraisa. But if you shechted the animal, and you cut through the kana and the vesha derech shechita, so this animal's geshechted. It's no longer Eva Menachai, it's certainly not nevela. And you cut a piece off this animal, you're allowed to eat it. But you have to wait until the actual death of the animal, because mefakhesa sarei kachaya. So while the animal is still alive after the shechita, it's still jumping around, it's still mefecheses, there's an issa to eat from it. Now this Gemara is mashman issa's deraisa. Otherwise you don't have to come on to Lav Shabbat Klolos for it. If it's an issa derabanan, you wouldn't be brought into Lav Shabbat Klolos. And as Elachai state in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that there's an issa deraisa of Leseichol Adam. The Paiskim, the Kaisi Uplesin, the Tvur Shar, and Simon Chav Zayin and Yeridea, they point out that Rashi and Chul and Daf Kuf Kaf Aleph holds this in Isidar Abanan. He holds the Pasuks in Asmachta. It's a bissel shver what you do with the Sugya. They try to bring Makairis from Rashi, why Rashi held it was in Isidar Abanan. But Al Kopanim, it's a machlaikis, the Rama holds this in Isidar Aysen, as is the Mashmais of our Sugya. Rashi holds this in Isidar Abanan. But like we said, the Kuli Alman, it's only while it's alive. If you cut off the piece, you're allowed to eat it afterwards. The Menachas Chinuch talks about it. He says that you find this live is also by oif. If you cut a chicken, and then you cut a piece off the chicken, and the chicken still didn't die yet, you have to wait till the chicken dies, till you eat the piece of meat you cut off the chicken. But he says, Lamaisa doesn't apply to a dog or a chagov. It doesn't apply to a fish or a grasshopper. And he's a little bit bothered, why not? I mean, it's not evim and achai, it's not nevela. What does that have to do with the shkita? L'chai, it's a separate thing that while the animal's alive, there's an isser, so why shouldn't that apply to the fish or the grasshopper as well? So it must be that Chazal understood that if there is no isser eva menachai, this is the same type of an isser. Or maybe I think some achrenim say if there's no isser dam, it wouldn't apply. Al kapanim applies to a behemoth if it doesn't apply to a dog and a chagov. The achrenim and the Tvu Ashar there on Simach of Zion discuss an interesting shiloh. The halacha is, for a guy, mefecheses areu kechaya. If a guy shechs a behemah, he's not allowed to eat from the behemah, he's not allowed to take any meat off the behemah until it's completely dead. Goyim amuzin evim en achai. If a guy shechs a behemah and cuts off a piece from the behemah that he shechs, there's an issa evim en achai. It's called manas mefecheses. Because the yidin that have shechita, so when they shech, the shechita is matrit, and there's no longer an evim en achai. Goyim, there's no din shechita. So when they shech, that's nothing. And kol zman es mefecheses, it's alive, is a din of evim and achai. Now, the Gemara says that if a yid shechs an animal, it's mutter for a guy also, kol zman es and takes off the meat when it's mefecheses, that's mutter for a guy also, because miyik imidi, the Yisrael shari l'akam asr. Anytime something becomes mutter to a yid, automatically becomes mutter to a guy, it's not possible for something to be mutter to a yid and not to a guy. So if the guy shechs it, so it's anyway not mutter to the yid. Because when a guy shechs it, that's mamish nevela. So therefore, we have to follow the rule, mefecheses areu kechaya for a guy, and the guy would have an issa evim and achai if any meat went off the behemah, was taken off the behemah, while it was still mefecheses. Now, shegin, if the yid shechs it, so since the yid has the heter of shechita, that heter of shechita will apply to the guy also when it's a yiddish shechita, because miyik amidi. So the Paiskim speak about it. Could he give the meat to the guy before the behemah dies? Do you say that since l'maisa the yid can't eat it while the behemah is alive, so you don't have the miyik amidi? So mela won't be able to go to the guy. That's what the earlier paiskim say. The levush says that. That's the mashmayus of the tur. Now this heter is dafka when you shecht, when a yid shechts an animal and cuts off the meat while it's still being mefecheses. So it's mutter to a guy, it's mutter to a yid also, but just like it's mutter to a yid only after the behemoth states in afsha, it's mutter to the guy also only after states in afsha, because before that you don't have the miyik amidi. That's what some paiskim say, but the Tvur Shar says he doesn't understand. It says mefurish when they shecht the treifa, if a yid shechts the behemoth treifa and it's mefecheses, there's no esevim menachai. Because the Issa Treif is another Issa. The Yid doesn't have an Issa Eva Menachai anymore, so it's Mutta Mitzad Eva Menachai to the Yid. There's another Issa, an Issa Treifa. So why don't you say the same thing here? The Yid also doesn't have an Issa Eva Menachai when it's Mefecheses. Has another Issa, V'Seich Al Adam. Goyim don't have that Issa. Goyim just have an Issa Eva Menachai. So why don't you say the Issa Eva Menachai is off because Miyik Amidi, it's off for the Yid, so male has to be off for the guy. I, the Yid, can't eat it because they say Chal Adam. So it's like Treifa. Now, this is another Isser. That Isser won't apply to a guy. It says, unless they say Chal Adam is a Za'evim and a Chai Dikka Isser. But he's Mitzadah to be Mekel. He doesn't want to argue, but he's Mitzadah to be Mekel. Akapanim and Chisanta Shaila. If they say Chal Adam would apply to a guy when you have it Mefecheses and you cut off a piece while it's Mefecheses, so Be'etzim is no Sa'evim and a Chai. To a guy, also not, because miyik amidi, but would that only be after the behemoth dies, when the behemoth is alive and the yid can't eat it, would the guy also not be able to eat it? Now, another thing you learn out from Lysaych al Adam is Lysaych al Basar v'adayin dam b'mizrak. That you can't eat the carbon before Zrika. Kipshut Deitz telling you can't eat the carbon before the Zrika Saddam. Taiz Rush asks, it says that you don't get Malkus, but it says Mefurish and Mishnah and Malkus. That if you eat kachim, kaidim zrikas adam, there's elain alaikin, there's a chi of malchus. It's a malchus daf yid zayin. The Gemara brings it from the pasuk l'sucha lechel b'sharecha, hold drasha. So he says, ain't a chinami. Avada, there is malchus in the pasuk l'sucha lechel b'sharecha, but there's no malchus in the sechel al adam. Comes out the pasuk's being meram is another issa, even though you have a lav for this issa already, but being meram is again another lav, but this lav you won't get malchus on. As I state in Teisirash, the Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk is bothered by that. Meshech Chachma is bothered. He didn't see they didn't have the Teizer Rush, I think, but he's bothered. What's the pshat? You already have a live with Malkus. Why would the Torah give another live, especially a live without Malkus? So he clears to say like this, that maybe by Obama, there's no, you don't have the Yisr of Kaidim Zrika by Obama. The Yisr of Suchal Echel B'Sherech over there is Dafkin the Beis HaMikdash. By Obama, there'd only be an Yisr of Esechel Al Adam. One thing he clears to say. Another thing Klaus to say is like this, that maybe in the Midbar, when there's a heter of basa taiva, you're allowed to eat any basa you want, so why do you bring a carbon? You bring a carbon for Hashem. You bring a carbon for Hashem, there's a din that you need zrika beforehand, there's a lav if you don't have zrika first. Mashenken in the Midbar, where there's an issa basa taiva, if you want to eat meat, you have to bring a carbon. So the carbon is in order to matter the meat. So maybe then you don't have that issa of kaidim zrika. All you have is this issa of esechel al adam, and mainly you won't get malchus. Very mechudish. He brings a pshat from his edim, the Zera Avram, the mitzvah, and I see also was mechavim to this pshat, that adayin dam b'mizruk doesn't mean kaidim zrika. Adayin dam b'mizruk means that it wasn't shvicha shirayim yet. There's two dinim. There's a din of zrika, which you have to be zerik. If you're not zerik, the carbon wasn't finished yet. Without zrika, there's no carbon. That's taka olav. But then there's din of shvicha shirayim, which is not ma'akev. So ena chinami, if there was no shvicha shirayim whatsoever, let's say the dam before the shvicha shirayim became nitma or nishbach or whatever it is, he never were able to do the shvicha shirayim, avadi yalad eat the basar. But a dying dam b'mizruk, when you still have to do the shvicha shirayim, the dam is still roi for shvicha shirayim, then there's an issa. You have a similar thing by the emirim. Haktaris emirim is not ma'akev. But the Gemara says, a kolz man the emirim akayim and allowed to eat the meat, calls man the emir kaim. If a nitmu and evdu, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So kovid is the same dim by dam that even though the shvicha shirayim are not ma'akev, but calls man the dam is b'mizruk and you couldn't do the shvicha shirayim, then there's an isser. So gavaldi gipshat, but the rishayim amashim that's told me kaidim zrika. The rishayim use such a lush taste. The rush give this, but other rishayim also say the chinuch, the rambam, they say a lushin of kaidim zrika. And the gemara says another thing you learn out. Besides say marvin al ruge bezdin. And that's in Hedge and Sharks Dash in Taim and Kalei Seyayim. But another thing is, Hasar Leben Seiru Meir. Rashi says, Shli Anashalim Ken Hizr, So it sounds like from Rashi that this Malkus, this Ziba ben Sarah Murray that's learned down from the Yisru Isai, that says the Einish. But where's the Azhar? That's the Einish Shemanu, Azhar Minayin. The Azhar is the Meseichol Adam. So even though there you're getting Malkus, but the Pshat is that's not a problem. And like in a Lav Shebeklolus means that we don't know the Einish of Malkus in Lav Shebeklolus. You want to know the Einish of Malkus in Malav, that can't be from a Lav Shebeklolus. But the Torah says an Einish of Malkus, and now you're trying to find where the Azhar is, that Azhar could be from a Lav Shebeklolus. Azhar L'chay Shteit in Rashi. But the Adama says no. This Azhar has nothing to do with the Malkus. This Azhar is Azhar for being Zael V'Seve, for being a Ben Sari Meir, and on this Azhar you don't get Malkus. That they get Malkus has nothing to do with this Azhar. It's Xeris Akos of Yisroi, so they get Malkus. Nothing, no Shaykh is this Azhar. You have a similar Machlaikus, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadakei, where he brings Osloi Seichel Adam, Azhar for Ben Sari Meir, and he learns like Rashi. The Ramban seems to be learning like the Adramat. Ein Sham Venkamakam Maharich. So Seichel Adam tells you a lot of things that you can't even behave according to Tzei Nafsha. Like we said, Rashi seems to say it's the Rabbanim, but Pashas the Gemara is Mashas the Raisa. Seichel Adam tells you that you can't eat the Basa Dain Dam B'Mizrak, and that L'chay you do get Malkus on if it's Kaidim Zrika. So the Rosh says it means, but this Pasuk's another life written, this life you don't get Malkus. And with other Pshatim, maybe that's talking about after Zrika, before Shricha Shirayim. Was talking about Bebama, was talking about B'Midbar, where there was an Issa Basa Taiva, we said, from the Meshach Chachma. And Eim Avram Al-Ruge Bezdin, and Sanhedrin can't be Taim and Klum Beisiyem, when the Argus and Ephesh, and we have the Zara Ben Seiru Meir. The Sefer Chinuch brings all this down, and he brings down also the Gemara in Brachas that says that you're not allowed to eat before davening. Shayitam Adam Klum Achi Yispal, it's the Gemara in Brachas, that Yudam and Beis. So the Rishayim the Amashma, that's an Asmachta. And Isaiah's Mashma Takus, the Gemara didn't bring it here. And the Rambam Musa, when he brings down the Lavin and Sefer Mitzvah, he doesn't bring it. So it's Mashmi Elder was an Asmachta. But the Chinuch is a Shtikl Mashmi Steraisa. He brings it together with all these Lavin. The Chinuch is Mashmi Steraisa. The Minchas Chinuch points out that Lefi Roi Vishayim, that Tefillah is Derabanan, there's no Mitzvah Deraisa to daven every day. So Feshtetzuch, he can't say that Leseichel Adam, to say that you can't eat before davening is Deraisa. It's not Shayach Bechlal. It's only the chinuch which goes with the Shitas HaRambam, that tefillah is deraisa, that mid deraisa chiv the daven every day, then you could say that l'seichel adam, that this is deraisa to eat before davening. So anyway, l'fi reiv feiskim is bechal not shayach. But even l'fi the Rambam, that tefillah is deraisa, the Rambam himself is not mash, but doesn't bring in l'seichel adam, the issa deraisa, the Rambam menuchas tefillah, doesn't mention any pasuk deraisa, he just says the issa of eating before davening, he doesn't mention any pasuk to it. It's not mashin b'chal the olds deraisa l'chel halacha. We don't hold it's deraisa, but it does sound from the sefer chinuch yelda was deraisa. And now let's go right to the gemara here in Amud Beis. The gemara says hanoida b'shmei. The mishnah had said hanoida b'shmei v'makayim b'shmei reza b'loisa say. Someone who makes a neder shvu in the name of avodah zarah, he's over alive. And the gemara says, how do you know? The gemara brings a brayse of v'shem elhim achem l'siskiu she'ayma adam l'chaver shmer li b'tzad avodas kachavim plainis. A person shouldn't tell his friend, wait for me on the side of this Avodah Zarah. Then, means that you shouldn't make a shvua, a neder, b'shem Avodah Zarah, and you shouldn't cause that others should make a neder or a shvua, b'shem the Avodah Zarah. And then the Gemara says, davar acher, it says, har lemesis u'mediach, and the Gemara says, really, for mediach. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, if we have three different things, what it's for? It's for saying Shmerli B'Tzad Avodas Kavim Plainis, it's for Neidu B'Shmei and Mekayim B'Shmei, and it's for Mediach. So why isn't that called the Lav Shebeklolis? So Tosfos answers, because it's considered one thing. It's one big thing. And he says, why didn't we learn it out from the same Pasuk, if it's one thing? Because if it only say one Pasuk, we'd think it was talking about Neder and Shvur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. If it would say Shem Lemechem Leisaskiu Leisham Alpicha is two Lavin, but if we only say one of them, we would say that's talking about a Neidah B'Shmei and Mekayim B'Shmei. But now that it says a Yitur, so now we know that's also talking about Shmerli B'Tzad Avodas Kavim Plainis, but it's really the same Inyan. That's what Taisa says. And then Taisa says something else. He says also this Kasha that he's bothered with, that what's this new thing of Neidah B'Shmei and Mekayim B'Shmei? L'chayi, you can't even say the name to say Shmerli b'tzad avedis kohen poinis. So what's this new issue of neidah b'shmei and mekayim b'shmei? So he says, the Gemara says later that any avedis zara which is written in the Torah, there's no issue. You could say Shmerli b'tzad avedis kohen poinis if the avedis zara is written in the Torah. So now we have the issue of neidah b'shmei and mekayim b'shmei to tell you that even if the avedis zara is written in the Torah, there's still an issue of neidah b'shmei and mekayim b'shmei. Rabbeinu Yonah says a little bit more. I wonder if Tosfos is masking to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in order to be over the Isser of Shemarli B'tzad Avedis Komplainis, you have to actually speak out the name of the Avedis Zara. That's a Shem Elihim Achayim Leisaskiru. The Isser is saying the name of the Avedis Zara. If you don't say the name of the Avedis Zara, you say, meet me by the statue, or explicitly, meet me by the Avedis Zara, without saying its name, not the Avedis Zara Plainis, in that the sense you're mentioning the name, so then that's mutter. Even if you say, I make a shvua, and you don't say the name of the Avedis Zara, you say the Avedis Zara without mentioning its name. Or you say this statue, this tzelem, and you don't say the name of the Avedis Zara. That's also the issur of Neidah B'Shmei Mekayim B'Shmei. Now the Rashi talks about the issur of saying Shmerli B'Tzad Avedis Kohen Poinis. He says, The Mashmais of the Gemara sounds like dafka when you're using that Avedis Zara as a reference, because that might be like you're giving chashivas to that Avedis Zara using it as a reference. And that was the Gemara's kasha when it said kimigodyan l'shilai, that was the share of the Riazov, kimigodyan l'shilai. So the Gemara's kasha was because you're using it as a reference. Mashayin stam saying the name without using it as a reference, that l'chayr should be mutter. But the Rosh is not that way. The Rosh is not. It's mashmala. You can't mention the name of the Zara altogether. Why say Shemar? It's Lav Dafka. It's just Urcha de Mulsinakant, because you wouldn't mention it without any Tzarech. And the Chiddush is that even Letzarech it's Aser. So it sounds like two separate Agdaris of an Isser. The Rosh is Masman, and we pass him like the Rosh in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeus and Mekuf Mem Zayin, that there's an Isser to say the name of the Avodah Zara. Doesn't matter if it's Letzarech or Shalei Letzarech. Conversely, if that's the issur, using the Avodah Zara as a reference without saying its name would be mutter. And that's the site of the Chiluk L'chaira, like an Avodah Zara, which is written in the Torah, which Gemara says is no issur. If the problem is that you're using the Avodah Zara as a reference without mentioning the name, so the fact that the name is in the Torah shouldn't give you a hetah to use it as a reference. Elamai, there is no issur to use an Avodah Zara as a reference, as long as you don't mention the name of the Avodah Zara. And even mentioning the name of the Avodah Zara, if it's mentioned in the Torah, so then it's mutter. Now the Pesach can bring down, it's from Gaius Maimonides, in the end of Perek Hei Hilchos Avodah Zara, that saying the name of the Avodah Zara holidays, l'mashal, that they don't worship the actual holiday, is mutter. And they say also, saying the name of the Christian Avodah Zara, which is the name of a man, even though they worship this man, they consider him an Avodah Zara, they consider him a god, but the name that's given is not an Avodah Zara name. It's not a name of a god. And they say that, you see, the Gemara says it all the time. The Gemara says Yeshu. That was his name. The name that they use today in America is somehow an anglicized version of the name Yeshu, which was his original name. Like they call Avram Abraham and Yitzhak Isaac. They call Yeshu the name that they call him. But the reason why the Gemara uses the name and doesn't worry about Shem Elim Achayim Leisaskiru is because it's not a name of a god. It's a name of a person who happens to be a god. The Isser is the Shem of a desire where they call the god, they call the worship, they call the deity this name. Mashenkin here, it was a person that happened to have the name. His parents gave him this name. And then they decided to worship him as a god. But the name is not the name of the god. Anyway, so the Isser of Shem Elim Achayim Leisaskiru is an issue of saying the name of the god. And the chiddush is, even if you're not saying it for any other reason than to use as a reference as where to meet, then it's still asr. But using a base Avodah Zara, ukadaima, or even Avodah Zara itself as a reference without saying its name, that's mutter. You're allowed to say, meet me by the church, or meet me by the idol, or the statue, ukadaima. I don't even think there's a midas chassidus not to do it. But Vasadme is like this. What my kasha is, Taisa says that Mediach and Shmerli Eitzel Avedah Zara Plainis and Neidah B'Shmei Mekayim B'Shmei is all the same thing. It's all being masked to Shem Avedah Zara. L'chare, the Imam is very different. Shmuel Yates Avodah Zarah plainly insists because he said the name of the Avodah Zarah. Neither Shmuel the Kayim Shmuel, even when it's mutter the same name of Avodah Zarah, like Avodah Zarah, Ksuva B'Torah, says Taisus, and even says Rabbeinu Yena, when you didn't say the name of the Avodah Zarah, you just referred to the Avodah Zarah. You said, I'm making a shvua by the Avodah Zarah of this statue, this Avodah Zarah, Ukadaima, without saying its Avodah Zarah name, is also this in Neider Shmuel the Kayim B'Shmuel. And Mediach sounds like a stam, another Isser, convincing people to be over the Avodah Zarah, even without mentioning the name. So particularly, if he tases, that holds that Megafef, Menashek, Mechabed, and Merabes, and all these things, are all considered different things, and that's why it's called a live Shabbaklalos, like we spoke earlier in this year. Not like the Rishayim that hold that that alone is mamish one thing, and it's a different reason why it's called a live Shabbaklalos, because it's kail other things, it's kail being Neidacharev and that. So particularly such a thing, that there's an Issev, Neidav Shmei, the Kaim Shmei, which is the Issev, the Neder and the Shvua, being done, Al Shem the Avodah Zarah. There's an Issev of Shmuel, Psad Avodah Zarah Plains, which is of mentioning the name, and Mediach sounds like a totally third Issev. What's the Pshat? Taisus said it's all one thing, it's a Bissel Shver. Now, Ken Zayin, the Pshat's like this. The sign of all the Issev is making a statement which indicates that you validate the concept that there is a God here. So when you use the Avodah Zarah name, if it's not a God, that's not its name. The name is not a name of the item, or the person, or the tzelem. The name is the God. If there is no God, then there's not a name for anything. So by using the name, you're lending validity to the concept that it's a God. And the same thing with Neder Shmuel Mekayim B'Shmuel. If it's not a God, then that's not a Neder or a Shvua. The whole Neder Shvua is based on it being a God. That's the Pshat B'Shmuel. And Mediach also, the Azhar of Mediach is not that you convince them to do Avodah Zarah. The Azhar is that you are makshiv it as a God. So basically, it's just different ways of saying with your mouth that you're giving validity to the idea, to the concept that there is a God here. You never said it's your God. You never said you ascribe to that concept. Certainly not when you say Shmarli B'tzad Avodah Zarah the plainness, but even when you know the B'Shmuel and Mekayim B'Shmuel, you didn't say that you believe in the concept, but that you gave a bigger implication. And saying the name of the Avodah Zarah, you're giving a much smaller implication, but at least you're validating the Shita that there's such a God. And Mediach, of course, is even more giving validity to the fact that it's the God, even telling people to worship it. But Al Kapanim, it's one idea. Giving verbal validity to the idea that it's a God. That's why if it's written in the Torah, it's mutter, because that something that the Torah writes, and the Torah clearly doesn't believe that it's a God, so you're just saying what the Torah says, so that's not considered that you're giving any validity to the idea that it's a God. So that's why Megafif, Menashik, V'chuli are different Avedis. They're different Avedis. So it's a lot of Shabbat Klolis, because it's been called a lot of different Avedis. Mashag and Shem, L'mechayim, L'siskiru, the Yisayda Davar is, don't say with your mouth something which gives the implication that it's valid to believe that this is a God. So by even saying Shmarli Eitzavad Ezer Plani, Shmarli by the God, and giving its God name, its deity name, that implies that you are makshav the shita that it's a God, Koshkein Eide B'Shmei Mekayim B'Shmei, which you're implying it even more, Koshkein Mediach, which you're implying it even more. Now, in this reference to Neide B'Shmei Mekayim B'Shmei, the Gemara also mentions Lo Yikul Nachayim Sheyidbi B'Shmei V'Sheyikayim B'Shmei, and the Gemara says Mesiela Lavu De Shmuel, Damar Avu De Shmuel, Asl Adam Shiasa Shutfis Amei V'Chavim, Shemi Yischai V'Shvua, V'Nishu Avedis Chavim Shloi V'Tayr Amlo Yisham Al Picha. Is an Isser to make a Shutfis with a guy, because maybe in a Shutfis he'll be Chayim V'Shvua, he'll be Nishu with his Avedis Zara, and you'll be Avon Lo Yisham Al Picha. So Taisus brings a machlekes of Ben Etam and Rishbam in this, and the Rishbam holds that Kolshkein, when a guy is chayef to a shmua, you're not allowed to hold him to the shmua, you're not allowed to be makabel the shmua from him, because Kolshkein Yavon Leisham Al Picha. So Rishbam holds at any time in any masu matan a guy is mechuyev to a shmua, you're mechuyev to be mevater on the shmua, say that you don't need a shmua, because otherwise you'll be Yavon Leisham Al Picha. But the Ben Etam holds no. Ben Etam holds the Gemara never said that. The Gemara said you can't make a shutfis with the guy. The Rush brings down that Ben Etam's argument was, if you can't be makabel shvua, so let Avud Shmuel say you can't be makabel shvua from a guy. and then gesunde hate, make a shutfis. When it comes to a shmua, you'll just not be makabel the shmua. Maybe the Rashbam holds it's exeru. You might be makabel the shmua. You won't be able to aimed b'nisayin. But Rabbeinu Tam says no. Since no one said anything against me makabel the shmua, they just said against making a shutfis. Vayis says b'di'evin, if you have a shutfis or any other master umatan, which is mechayev a shmua, you ought to be makabel the shmua, because this is different because you've been saving your money. So why should it be mutter to do an isid deraisav leishama al picha to save your money? That just says, just like you find milval pen ephraim and reishu kamatzel miyadim, we find you're not allowed to collect the chayvis of a guy before lefnei ideim, because maybe he'll, after he pays back the chayvis, he'll be so happy that he finished up with his chayvis. If he paid up his chayvis, he'll go and thank his avay desire. It's a isra of azul lumeida. So the Gemara says, a milva b'shtar, you're not allowed to collect. You could collect it later, but a milva al peh, then you could collect. Even though you have the same shash of ozul meida, then you should matzul miyadam. If you don't collect it now, who knows if we'll pay it back later? You might deny it. It's matzul miyadam. But the shayla is, where's this heter on an isa der isa of matzul miyadam? So the sma, at the cheshe mishpah, at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Vav, he learns up in Rabbeinu Tam that the whole list is an isa der rabbanan, and they were geyser against making a shutfis. Because me, there is lo yisham al picha means you shouldn't make a shvur b'shem v'dezar. You shouldn't be neider b'shem v'dezar. The mekabel from a guy, that's no issa der isa b'chlal. The rabbanim were geyser on who would then being geyrim for a guy to be mekabel, and they're only geyser on metchila making a shutfis, because you can make a shutfis with a yid. You don't have to make a shutfis with him. You're not saving your money. You can make business without a shutfis. Mashen came when it's a, when you're dealing with the actual hefsid mammon, just like you find legabe ozul umayda, chazal were in geyser, the dilma ozul umayda because of a hefsid mammon, who adin legabe la yisham al picha, they were in geyser by a hefsid mammon. But in the Igris Meisha of Meisha and Igris Meisha Yerdeh Chelagal of Simon Ayin Dalad, he says that no, the Mashmai said the Gemara and he says in the Rashi, and the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, they're all mashmet, there is an Issa Deir Aisa of causing a guy to make the Shvua. But he wants the Michalik that when you, let's say, you want to make sure a guy does something, so you're making up a deal with him, and he has to make a Shvua that'll keep his end of the deal. And you tell him, make a Shvua in the name of your Avei Dezar. That he owes is an Issa Deir Aisa. Now, Shane came here, when he owes you money, and you want him to make a Shvua because you suspect or you know that he's lying. And the law is that in order to be potter, he needs to make a shvua. So if I care, then you'd rather he wouldn't make a shvua. Then you'd rather he wouldn't make a shvua. You're telling him, if you want to be potter, you have to make a shvua. You'd rather he give in and not make the shvua and pay. So Mel, it's not the pshat that you're trying to make him make a shvua. You're telling him he can't be potter without a shvua. And Mela, you'd rather he wouldn't make a shvua. So in that case, it's not the reis, it's the rabbanon. He doesn't learn like the Sma. He says that the Shainim and Amashma like the Sma. The Shainim and Amashma that the din of Le'isham al Picha that a guy can't make a Shvua is their Isa, not just the Yid can't make a Shvua. You can't have a guy make a Shvua either. That's their Isa they can din. But the reason why here it's only their Rabban and it's Mutter Makam Hefsin is because you don't really want him to make a Shvua. You'd rather he doesn't make a Shvua and then you'll get the money. So, Mel, that's why it's only their Rabbanan. The Ran, at the end of the first parak of Avodah Zarah, that's where the Rif brings us halacha, the Ran talks about it. The Ran is mashma, like both of them. The Ran is mashma that, like the Sma, that the Etzem halacha is only the Rabbanan, that midaraisa only a Yid's nala make a Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. This halacha that he can't have a guy make a Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah is the Rabbanan Dikadin. But then he says, Rav Meisha's story, he says, here it's not even Asim in the Rabbanan. His nusach is Shein Yisrael Mashbiya Vayeskavim Al Evicham Hu Shenishu Me'el Avaydeshin Eschayev Lishvul Yisrael. That's not called the Yid is being Mashbiyim. It's called that the guy is being Mashbiyim Me'el of because he's Chayev Lishvul to the Yisrael. Even though Lechayev Yisrael is insisting on the Shvua, but I think it means like Rav Meisha Svarim. I don't want him to make a Shvua. I'd rather him pay. So Me'el is not called. I'm telling him to make a Shvua. I'm telling him to pay. Navas, he's going to have to make a shvu in order to pat. And that's not cool that I'm being mashbih him b'chlal. Al-Kabbanim, this is the machloikah shemen in Tam and Rajbam. If there's any isser, the isser is just to make a shutfis, or the isser is to be mashbiyah, where Ben Tam holds that to mashbiyah is mutter because you matzul miyadim, you need it to the hefsid mammon, either because the whole din of having a guy make a shvu is derabban and it's mutter makam hefsid, or in this case, in having a guy make a shvua, let's say that you want him to make the shvua That's Rav Moshe's svara. You want him to make the shvua, so then that would be their isa. But here, where you don't want him to make a shvua, so male, that would be mutta b'makam hefsit. Now, Rishonim also discuss what's the pshat that today we don't seem to be nizer in this iser, and we do become shutvim with Gayim. So, the Ran brings from the Ramban, it's at the end of the first parak of Avodah Zarah in the Ran, where the Rif brings us halacha, and the Ramban held the whole thing is a midas chasidus. Ritva also says that in Megillah, because there's a Gemara in Megillah daf chav ches, that one of the Amiram said, Tasty lidl avdi shutfis b'adei Avodah kechavim. I should get a special schar. I didn't do a shutfis by a guy. L'chaya, if it's aser me'ikir adin, what's a special schar you get? It's aser. Can't do it. No one could do it. Vaistais, it's mutter. Because like we're saying, the being mashbiyah is mutter. And even the making a shutfis was not aser me'ikir adin. It's better not to, because it will come to have a shvua. But be'etzim, it's not aser me'ikir adin. And that's why the people were nizer in it. Only he was nizer in this iser. The Ran says you could say another teretz. You could say that the pshat is that he would always be mevater on the shvua, but he didn't want the shutfis either because shalmiel mimaisav. Or even in cases where the goyim never make a shvua b'shem levay desari, he wouldn't do it. Al kapanim, that's what the Ramban holds, that the whole issue is zamidus chasidus, and mimele you don't have to be nizer in it. And the Ran and our Taisus also says another time. Why b'zman hazeh, it's not a problem making a shutfis would be mekabel shvua from a goy. And this thesis, a very interesting thing came out because there's a machlokes achreinim had to learn pshat in thesis. Because there were achreinim that learned pshat in thesis, that the reason why bizman hazeh is no problem of making a shutvis with the guy is because the avodah zarah that the guy in worship today is not a real avodah zarah for them. It's avodah zarah b'shutvis. It's not the pshat of being oved avodah zarah alone. They're being mshat of shem shemayim b'davar acher. They're the avodah zarah, meaning the Christian avodah zarah, is the avodah zarah that they're being meshatif shem shemayim v'davar acher. So such a thing, even though for a yid it's aser, like the Gemara said earlier in this blot, called meshatif shem shemayim v'davar acher nekem min ha'olam, but for a guy we don't find that it's aser. And mainly for a guy it's not avodah zarah. So mainly, even though a yid wouldn't be able to make a shvua b'shem the Christian avodah zarah, because he's going to be meshatif shem shemayim v'davar acher, but to have a guy make such a shvua, for a guy it's not avodah zarah, and mainly there won't be a problem of shem elhim achayim leisaskiru. Since for them it's not avodah zarah, and it won't be a problem with neiver, because for them it's not avodah zarah. That's how some achrayim learned up this tesis. The Ramah brings this tesis kitzurasai in Arachayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav and Yeridei Simen Kuf Mem Zayin as a head to war we can meshatev with Goyim today. He doesn't clearly say over there the pshat in this tesis, but the Piskechuva there brings down that the Ramah, the Dakimation Simen Kuf Nun Aleph in Yeridei. He brings his tesis as a reason why you're allowed to sell Goyim today things they need for their avodah zarah. And the Shach brings down there also, in Kufnun Aleph Sifkat and Zayin, the Akimesha and the Shach. And if you shtel to this tesis, the guy be selling things that they need for avodah zarah, why that's not lifting either? Vaisis, you're ending on that the Pshat and tesis is that the whole avodah zarah is an avodah zarah b'shutvis, and avodah zarah b'shutvis is not considered avodah zarah for Goyim, and therefore there's no problem of lifting either. The Pula Charif on the Rosh also learned this Pshat in Taisus. He just says that the Rambam is mashma not the way, the Rambam is mashma, he doesn't understand Taisus so well, and the Rambam is mashma not the way, the Rambam is mashma even of a desire, but Shutvis is asir for Gayim. But from here, from this Taisus, and it is the Ramah, Neshach, and other Achreinim, early Achreinim that say Pshat in this Taisus, there comes a Shmua that Christianity is not really of a desire. We'll speak about that in a second. But Kamen Gedele Achreinim, after the Ramah, say with a very big clarke that's not pshat in tesis, and they hold that Christianity is the same avodah zarah as any other avodah zarah. There's no chiluk whatsoever. It's the Shaar Ephraim in Siman Chav Dalet, it's the Miltzdakas Siman Chav Beis, it's the Prima Gadim, Siman Samachay in Yeridei Yosef Seidas at the end of Sifkat Nyan Aleph, it's the Neid Behuda, Tinyana, Chelag Yeridei Siman Kuf Memches, and Rabbi Kvega brings it down there in Arachayim. The Chazon Ish holds this way. Kama Gdele Achreinim say it's not Pshat and Taisus whatsoever. They say a little bit, there's little differences between these different Gdele Achreinim that I mentioned and exactly what is Pshat and Taisus. But I'll say over the Milt Stock and I do this Pshat because it sounds to me that's the most Mestavadik of Pshat and Taisus. But they're just small Chalukim. Taisus says like this. Taisus says that, and Taisus is a little bit more elaborate in Bechayr Stafbezim and Bezim and other places where he talks about it. and the Rosh over here, and the Ran at the end of the first parak of Avodah Zarah that we mentioned. But they say like this. They say, they don't mention the name of the person they worship in the Shavuot. They don't mention Yashka's name at all. They say God. They say the word God. And God means, definition, and they agree to this definition, the supreme being that created the entire universe. That's what the word God means. Now, yes, it's true. They believe that their Avodah Zarah is a part of the God. Is a chelek of the God. He's part of it. But they didn't mention his name. That's not called the Shvuah B'Shem Avodah Zarah. The name they mentioned is just God, and God means Baruch Shemayim V'Aretz, even though their Kavanah is also for their Avodah Zarah, but that's not mentioned in the Shvuah. That's first of all. Now, besides that, they also swear by the Kedeshim Shelahem, he says. Maybe that means they're saints. I saw in the other Surah, they say it means the Evangelion, which I think means the New Testament. But they swear by things that are sacred to them, the Kedeshim Shelahem. But he says that alone is not also not a problem. Because that they're swearing by the Kedeshim Shelahem, their saints or their Bible, they don't consider their Kedeshim God. And they're not saying that it's God. So that's also not a problem of Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. If somebody swears B'Shem Echei Paroi, he swears B'Shem the Melech, he swears B'Shem, even if he swears B'Shem a big tzaddik, or he swears B'Shem a Sefer Torah, but he's not considering the tzaddik or the Sefer Torah God. So that's not a problem of Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. You're just not saying a Shur B'Shem Hashem, you're saying a Shur B'Shem something else that you're machshiv, or that you're pretending to be machshiv, like Chay Paray. But that's not a problem at all. That's not a Shvuah B'Shem Avodah Zarah. So again, the Shvuah that they say, that the fact that they make a Shvuah B'Shem God, that's the pshat they mean, the Bayer Shemayim V'aretz, and that's not, that doesn't mean Avodah Zarah. And even if their intention is also Avodah Zarah, but they didn't say it. The fact that they said the Kedoshim, that they're not considering a God B'chol. Then that is another problem. They're being Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. They're making a Shvuah saying God, and also saying their Kedeshim. So a Yid is not allowed to make such a Shvuah. He's not allowed to make a Shvuah B'Shem Hashem and B'Shem a Tzaddik or B'Shem a Torah or whatever it is. Or B'Shem the Melech. He's not allowed to do that because he can't put together, he can't be Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. But a guy, you don't find that he's Muzer on that. That's what it means, Gayim are not Muzer on Shituf. They're not Muzer on being Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. They're not Muzer on mentioning Hashem Yisbarach, and their Kedoshim in the same Shvuah. They're not Muzer on that. And Shem Elim Echem, he says, Skir is not going on that. It's going on being on causing them to make a Shvuah Shem Avodah Zarah. They never said anything about Avodah Zarah in the Shvuah. They said God, which even though they consider their Avodah Zarah to be a part of the God, but that's not what the word God means, and they never mentioned their Avodah Zarah. They said their Kedoshim, which they don't think is a God B'chol. They don't think it's an Avodah Zarah. They said them together. For Yid to do it is another problem of Meshat Hashem Shemayim V'davar Acher. That Gaim and Muzer and Shituf. Our Taisus is not 100% clear, but look in the Rosh on Taisim Becharis Beizim and Beis, and you'll see Mamish Boil this pshat. This is the pshat of the Milt Staka and the Night Bu. The others say that when he says Gaim are Muzer on that, meaning Lehuzru Akach, meaning Stam on the Isser of Shem Mechayim Leisus Giru. So they're not Muzer on Shem Mechayim Leisus Giru. And Mela, since they didn't mention the Avodah Zarah Beferish, there's no problem of being Goyim as Ashvua. But I call it a Chalmakim Echad. That's what the Gdele Achrenim learned Pshat in the Taisus, and that's what the Mashmoyis is. So Nimsa, about the big Shaila, is Christianity Avodah Zarah or not? I want to say three Ha'aris about it. First, I want to explain the Pshat in the Achrenim that say that it's not, the Ramah and the Shach, because the other Achrenim are very bothered. What does it mean? Just because they also believe in God, all of our desires that way. All of our desires, mefurish. The Rambam says mefurish. Rishayim and mefurish, the pshadis of our desire don't believe that their of our desire created the entire world, in essence, the Balakai Cheskulam. No, rather they believe in a Bayre that created the entire world, that's the Balakai Cheskulam. That I think that the Avishta gave a kayach to their of our desire. And the Mele, after worship the Avodah Zarah, he's the one being Mashkiach, the Avish is not Mashkiach of Pratis, maybe, whatever, as far as they think. But they don't not believe in the one supreme being. So what does it mean that they're allowed to be Avodah Zarah B'Shitav? That's Mamash Avodah Zarah. Where do we get this, the Achreinim Abadah? Where do we get this, B'chlal? L'chari for a Yid, it's Mamash Avodah Zarah that you niskel. The Gemara said early in the afternoon, Vav, that any Avodah Zarah which a Yid is niskel, I'm a Muzer on it. Where does this all come from? So I want to say pshat, which I think this is the richtig of pshat. The Gemara early on this blad that said, Elamale vav shebelucha neschayv v'shem sheyisrael kloya. If not for the vav of elucha, so klal yisrael would be chayiv kloya, which means that klal yisrael, they weren't over the egel alone. They didn't say ha'alecha, meaning that the egel itself was mal them. They said ha'alucha, meaning the egel was mishtatav with the evishta and being mal them from Mitzrayim. So that the Gemara says ketanoi, because could be ha'alucha doesn't mean that, because kol mishtatav shen shmayim v'dav rachanekam in oilam. And alucha means something else. It means evu alohus harbe, that they had a lot of gods. Al kapanim, you find this musig halucha, meaning that they're mishatif shem shemayim v'davar acher, and that saved them from kloya, according to this Tana. So this, I think, is the makar that it's not really avodah zarah. Al kapanim for gayim for yidin is still aser. It's still aser midaraisa, but it's not really avodah zarah. And I think the yisayda davar is like this. All the avodah zarahs before Christianity, what were they worshipping? They're worshipping just the Avodah Zarah. You ask them, do they believe in a supreme being? Do they believe in a God? The Balakai Cheskulam, the Lakad, the Lahaya. Do they believe in that? Yes, they believe in it. But they're not doing any Avodah to him. That's not their point. They're not Avodah to him. They're not Avodah to him. Maybe it's too high. Whatever the Svaris were, they're not being Avodah to him. Kal kal. Do they believe he exists and he's the sight of the whole Bri and everything? Yes. Are we being Avodah to him at all? No. I'm not being Avodah to him. Kihuzeh. I mean, Avid, just my Avid desire, whatever it might be, Par, Makulis, Kmesh, whatever that Avid desire, they were Avid. So that's Avid desire, even from Ben Nayach Avada. The fact that they're Avid, justice Avid desire, they're not Avid it together with the Eibishta, even if they believe in the Eibishta, doesn't matter. They're being Avid Avid desire without Shituf. But you ask a Christian, are you being Avid, the supreme God, the one that's completely without any limitation, omniscient, omnipotent, balakoyches kulam, he was bayir shemayim v'aretz, the Christian will say, yes, of course I am. Are you being Ovid, the man that lived about 2,000 years ago? They'll say, yes. But they'll say it's the same thing. Now, it does it make sense it's the same thing? Probably not. Definitely not. But the point is, they think it does. They say there's a concept of Trinity, and there's no chilek, and a chenami, avada they being Ovid, this person, but the pshat is, it's all one with being Ovid, the Bayer Kol Olamim. So that, some Peskim held, and they held that this was pshat and Pesis, that's the Haluchim Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the pshat that it's together. That's the pshat, it's a shituf. For Yidin Avada, it's Asami Deraisa. And that was the Cheda Egel of Fidis Tanon. But for Gayim, we don't find the Deomazer on it. And you'll have to say, if Yidin also, there's no Chiv Misa on it. Even though it's an issa deraisa of Avodah Zarah. But the aside is that the Avodah Zarah that they do is mixed together with an Avodah of the Balakaiches Kulam, of the Bayer Shemayim V'aretz. So Mamela, that's called Shituf, and that's what they're saying, that the Goyim aren't Muzer on Shituf. That's Ara number one. Ara number two is that even these Paiskim, they never said that there's any Heter B'chlal for you to do it. Or that Lagabe Yidin is anything less than Avodah Zarah. It's Mefurish in the Peskim, throughout Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that the Din Lagabe Tagruvas Avodah Zarah, Isra'anov Avodah Zarah, the Din Lagabe Yayin Nesach, the Din Lagabe Beis Avodah Zarah, whatever halach is that you're now going to a Beis Avodah Zarah, v'chuli v'chuli, apply completely to Christians. There is no suffix whatsoever about Reiv of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Is only the only shaila came up legabi one thing, a goyim muzer, and it's only negated to yidin legabi lifne either. Now these spice come hold the goyim aren't muzer. The goyim are allowed to be over there by desire of the Christianity, because the shita shein shmayim v'davar acher. So male, there's no issue lifne either to sell them things that they need for that avay desire. Or like we're saying here, there's no issue being mashpia them because it's not lifne either because they're not muzer on shituf. So Lagabe Yidin, it's only Negeya to Lifnei Iver. Because it's only Negeya to the Goyim's Din Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah Bnei Noach, then you'd have a Heter of Shituf. Mashenkin Lagabe the Yidin, whether a Yid could be Eivet Avodah Zarah B'chai Gavna, or Lagabe any other Din Avodah Zarah which is Negeya to a Yid, like Isra Noah of Tekruvis, and Marisayin and Chshad, and any other Din that's there, is Mefurish in the Paiskim and all the Paiskim, that Avodah applies to Christianity as well. That's the second R. And the third R is kipshut that we don't bask in that way. But that visin klale apsak, you can't say it's a day in nidchus because there are gdele and peskin like the Ramon and the Shach, which are the gdele and peskin that held that way. And really, you can't say it's a tayis or a day in nidchus me'alacha. But hayay said, kama v'kama gdele achreinim held not that way, and held that the mekar that they had from the tayis, they learned the incorrect pshat in the tayis, and they're saying a different pshat, the Shaar Ephraim, like we said, the Miltzdaka, the Naid of Yehuda, the Prima Gadim, the Shal Shuz of Shav HaKayin. The Reb Kveger brings it down, the Chazanish, this kama v'kama gdele gdele achreinim basroi, that nem on that there's mamish no chilik. There's definitely a mokum to say, that the psak halacha is kibashoi, and the psak halacha is that even lagabe goyim, or even what's negated of neither, Christianity has the same din of vaydazar as any of vaydazar. There is no heter of sheet of klal uchal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.